Hello and welcome to the Walking Leader podcast. I'm your host, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. How are you? And welcome to episode 17. And I hope you've enjoyed things so far, because we're going to keep moving on and I'm going to keep doing it unless I hear otherwise. And guess what? I haven't heard otherwise. So if you have any comments, questions, anything you want to say about the Walking Leader podcast or the book, The Walking Leader, by all means, drop me a note, dave@daveguerra.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra, all one word. All the new followers that I've had because of the podcast, I thank you for following along and listening, and I hope you are enjoying. I hope I'm giving you something. And I want to hear back from you. So by all means, please drop me a note. Okay, well, like I said, this is episode 17. And we are that means we are up to rule number 16. And rule number 16 is promote others to do the same. See, the benefits of teamwork were instilled in me right from the start, at the start of my military career. We were taught that we could either sink or swim. We could either succeed or fail, and no matter what happened during basic training, we would be in it together. We were a team. 35 other young men and myself made up my training platoon in 1985, out among the red clay of Fort Benning, Georgia. If you've been to Georgia, you know what I'm talking about with that red clay. Luckily, my cohorts and I made it past basic and advanced infantry training, and just as quickly as we formed into a cohesive, dangerous group of infantrymen, we were split up and shipped off to the far corners of the planet or wherever Uncle Sam needed us. My subsequent assignments, jobs, duties, and commitments would all have a solid foundation based on teamwork, as it was the only way of successfully achieving what we did together. In encouraging others to get out there and to get to know their coworkers, I tell them that's the only way that the frontline staff will know that you have their back. Remember, when you were on the front lines, you needed someone to look up to mentor, to guide you. Some people were lucky enough to have that person, while sadly others did not. Heck, I can't even begin to remember just how many foxholes I dug, but I do know that I started out in the front lines, and that's where my roots are and always will be. I also know that's where some of the great non-commissioned officers and commissioned officers, well, that's where I found them. That's where I met them. They were right there with me. They were lending a hand or two along the way, and that's a good thing. Now, there will always be skeptics when it comes to promoting others to do the same as I do or as you do. They usually have their own agenda and have felt wronged by the system, by the process, or managers, or whatever reason. It is unfortunate because, well, they also make the loudest noise. And they could easily turn that negativity outward and for the common good, and make it work for the common good instead of issuing threats of going to the press or calling the state legislator the moment something does not go in favor of that individual. And, you know, they don't give the team a second thought or a first thought or a third thought. They just don't. They're in it for themselves. See, every organization, private or public, has at least one individual that's just like that. I know I did. I know in the private sector, in the public sector, in the state agency that I work for, in the military, there was always just that one individual. And that's not a good thing. But I guess we all need that. Everybody needs that kind of that individual just to kind of test you, see where you're going. See, as I was saying, you know, in my age organization, the public one, his negativity brought down the whole place, but I did not let that deter me. I continued pressing others to ignore him and do what was right. To me, ignoring his idle threats was the best course of action because sometimes, as I like to quote Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, for those of you Trekkies that are listening, and I quote, logic clearly dictates that the need of the many outweigh the needs of the few, end quote. Or the one. Now, to promote others to do the same. Initially, this would be rather difficult to do, especially if your peers have never given any thought to the idea of walking around and being among frontline staff on a regular basis. See, most certainly B schools are teaching tactics such as getting out there among the troops and spouting the virtues of doing so. Now, these tactics can be directly applied almost immediately after starting with a new organization. However, there are many trains of thoughts on how to effectively make and sustain relationships that are authentic based on that getting out there. The walking leader is the one who encompasses all that is out there and more. As long as you continue to persevere in believing that being a walking leader is the right thing to do, it will be. And recruiting others will be that much easier. Remember, it is just plain human nature for one to be skeptical of anything new or untried or untested. If you are one of the first within your organization to be a walking leader, then you, as the pioneer, will have an even more difficult task when it comes to recruiting others. Therefore, it is essential to stay the course. With making walking around your organization a habit, I defer to the late Dr. Stephen Covey and his best-selling book, The Eighth Habit, where he states, it takes 21 days to form a habit. So do not give up. Do not ever give up. Don't do it. Don't even think about it. Eventually, your peers, subordinates, superiors, and others will get used to seeing you walking around. They will ask questions and they will become curious as to what you're doing and how they can do it too. This, of course, will promote the walking leader as something that everyone can do, not just managers or those in leadership positions. Those who are up and coming within the organization will take to the walking leader with minimal prodding, while others will need that extra little push to get them on board. This is a good thing because the more who hop on the bandwagon, the more your organization's communication and professionalism levels will increase. Having an organization that is professional, open, and can communicate at all levels and across levels will certainly deliver a sizable return on the walking leader investment. The investment is time and relationships, and eventually positively impact the company's bottom line. When you are promoting others to do the same, please ensure that they know and understand that it will be a difficult process, especially at first. Though you may have been the pathfinder, their journey towards becoming a master walking leader will be just as long and difficult. But you will have to show all three sides of the walking leader, the good, as well as the bad, and most certainly the ugly. This will benefit those who decide to set out on their own walking leader adventure, because you will not have painted a rosy picture. For all the good and the bad that is to come, you will become their accidental mentor. Because you will be the person they go to when they encounter problems or setbacks during the entire process. So get out there, find those people who are interested, talk to them, pull them in, say, this is why I'm doing it. This is what's happening. Look at this. Look at what I've been able to accomplish from day one to today. I now know these people. Do you know these people? You should know these people. What can they do for you? They probably can do nothing for you. But then again, they can also probably do a lot for you. But you don't know that because that's not the reason you're going out there. You're going out there because, again, you want to get to know who you're working with. You want to know who's working on the other side of the building. You want to know who comes in the south exit or entrance when you come in on the north entrance every morning. You want to meet those people. You want to get to know them. So again, there is absolutely nothing wrong with recruiting everybody. Get them on board, have everybody talking, because like I wrote and I said, it will impact the bottom line. It will make it stronger. It will make the company stronger because everybody's communicating. And that, my friends, is a very good thing. Well, listen, that's episode 16. That was rule number 16. Episode 17, rule number 16. I thank you for listening. Until next time, take it easy. Love to hear from you. Drop me a note, daviddaveguerra.com, or tweet me at @DaveGuerra. Until next time, have a good one. Stay safe. Thank you very much.